Hello there, I'm John Walden. I live in Colorado Springs. I want to share something with you. Have you ever read the book of Jonah? We all know the story of Jonah and how he ran away from the Lord and was thrown overboard by the seamen and so on. Well, there's one part of Jonah, the book of Jonah, that you may never have noticed. And that was when these heathen men the sailors, on whose boat he attempted to run away, when they rebuked this man for something that he had done. And this is what we read. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Why hast thou done this? I think there are a great many things in our lives that question could be asked about. Why did you do it? You did something that blighted your whole life. Why did you do it? You sinned grievously against the Lord. Why did you do it? You rejected the Lord Jesus, your best friend, the one who loved you so much that he died for you. Why did you do it? You even took his name in vain. Why? Or, those of us who have received Christ as Savior, we do belong to the Lord, and yet we have wasted our lives. We have spent time emptily, in a worthless way. Why? Why did you do it? We have quarreled with our fellow Christians. Why did you do it? How many things in our lives there are about which this could be asked? Why hast thou done this? Now, what this particular man had done was to run away from the presence of the Lord. Well, might they ask this question because of the folly of the idea. Why did you try to run away from the Lord? You might have known that you couldn't get away from him. A man got tired of listening to his mother talk to him about the Lord. He left home, took a boat for America, got a job, and the very first man that he went to work for said to him, I'd like to ask you a question. Have you ever received the Lord Jesus for your Savior? And the thought struck him instantly, I can run away from mother, I can run away from home, but I can't run away from God. And so he was very wise. He quit trying to run away from God. He accepted Christ as his Savior. Why are you trying to run away from God since you are a Christian? Jonah knew the Lord. He was a prophet. He was one of the Lord's servants. Why would he run away from the Lord? Why would he want his own way? Is our way right if we have to choose it in opposition to the Lord? Why, of course not. Now, this man had told these heathen people that he had run away from the Lord. He didn't seem to see the folly of it. He didn't seem to feel it. In fact, he had gotten on the ship and gone right down into the hold of the ship and gone to sleep, and he was sleeping peacefully through this storm. Although his life was in danger, the ship was in danger, yet he was asleep to the whole thing. The heathen seemed to have a better idea about things than Jonah had. This seems to be true among many Christians. The children of this generation are wiser. Children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. I suppose that those who are not saved at all look at us Christians sometimes and wonder, why do they do things like that? Why would a Christian dishonor the name of the Lord, his best friend? Why would a Christian do things that would cause difficulty among other Christians and division among the Lord's people just to have his own way? Well, whatever you and I are doing that we ought not to do, let's take this question home to ourselves. Why hast thou done this? Well, we did it because of the evil nature within us. Let's confess it as sin. We did it because the devil tricked us into it. Let's resist him that he'll flee from us. We did it because we were led into it by wrong companions. Let's turn away from these companions. Our Father, we pray that thou wilt touch our consciences with this verse from thy word, and we pray for the lost that they might turn to Christ, and for thy children that they might turn back to thee any who have tried to run away from thee. Take our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.